The Public Security Bureau said Wednesday that the number of serious crimes such as arson, explosions, murder, rape, and kidnapping went down last year. The PSB says there were more than 6,000 arson cases, down 11%, and 586 cases involving explosives, down 25%. No precise figures were given for murder, rape, and kidnapping, but the PSB said murder decreased by 10%, while rape and kidnapping each dropped about 2% each. Wu Heping is spokesman for China's Public Security Bureau. He says economic crimes have reached a new peak. In recent years, with China's fast economic development, economic crimes have been climbing higher every day. Wu refused to give figures for cases of what Chinese officials call mass disturbances, such as rioting, demonstrating, or protesting, even though such people are often treated as criminals. He says the number of mass incidents went down last year and continued to decrease. But he says it is not the Public Security Bureau's duty or responsibility to give such statistics. In the past, Chinese officials have admitted that hundreds of such incidents occur every day in China's vast countryside and have grown along with China's wealth gap. Overall, the PSB says there were more than 4.5 million criminal cases last year, about the same as the year before. The vast majority of crimes involve theft, robbery, and burglary, which hardly dropped at all. Daniel Scharf for VOA News, Beijing.